and is crediting spending that ramped up collection enforcement through President Biden's signature Inflation Reduction Act. Visiting an IRS campus in Austin, Texas, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen saying that in 2019, the top 1% of wealthy Americans owed more than one-fifth of all unpaid taxes, leaving ordinary Americans to shoulder the burden. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Republicans have called for funding for the IRS to be cut, capitalizing on mistrust of bureaucratic agencies and claiming the agency targets conservatives. Restaurant chain Red Lobster has announced that it will be acquired by RL Investor Holdings, LLC, after a court cleared the company's Chapter 11 plan to sell itself. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
The John and Gordy Show.
Every time he opens his mouth, he comes up with some other lie.
And I have to research every one of these lies. It's mind-numbing, and I got to tell you, I can't remember a case where I investigated and I found out he was right. He does not tell the truth, never tells the truth, and he makes my life a miserable hell doing research on all of this stuff.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The health risks of raw milk are well known. Still, people in rural Wisconsin are more likely to prefer unpasteurized dairy products. More from Mike Mohn.
Supporters of raw milk say it is a much better flavor than pasteurized milk. Public health officials say the untreated product has been linked to illness outbreaks over the years. A public opinion survey led by the University of Pennsylvania Sean Patterson shows differing views when factoring in geographical settings about whether it's okay to consume raw milk.
People living in rural areas thought that raw milk was safer overall than people living in the suburbs or in urban environments.
Only a third of rural respondents thought raw milk was less safe to drink versus about half of urban respondents. Meanwhile, an outbreak of bird flu in dairy cattle is highlighting the issue. Infected cows can shed the virus into their milk, sparking fear of transmission to humans. Patterson notes that mainstream scientists have found no evidence that pasteurization alters the nutritional value of milk, but myths persist that it does.
Pasteurization doesn't change the nutritional value of milk. It doesn't significantly change the taste of milk, and so the risks really don't outweigh any of the benefits.
Patterson says there has been an uptick in demand for unpasteurized milk in recent years. He says social media could be one reason, and that future research would test that hypothesis. The Food and Drug Administration prohibits the interstate sale of unpasteurized milk, States make their own rules for milk that doesn't cross state lines. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. This story was produced with original reporting by Tim Marima for the Daily Yonder.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight, lows down to the low 40s. A beautiful weekend is ahead with sunshine. Highs in the mid-60s Saturday and mid-70s Sunday. Highs climb through the 80s next week. Dry weather ahead with more sunshine. It's 46 right now.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out what Idea Fest is all about.
By talking to Paul Fanlon from the Cap Times.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always looks ahead, even when parallel parking, Pete Schwabba.
That can be very dangerous. Hey, hey, Wisconsin, how are we doing tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Great to have you with me. Let's close this week. Let's crush this Friday night show. Let's close the week out strong. We limped to the finish line here. It's Friday. Let's talk about the fun things that bring us together. Movies, TV, comedy, music. We'll do it all tonight. We'll get you sent off to the weekend. Chill and laughing with a big smile on your face, I hope. That is my goal, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting statewide from two different places tonight. And we have someone sitting in Conrad's seat tonight who is just as much fun to talk to and just as able-bodied as any producer in the business. And his name is Aaron Zommers from Todd Alba Show fame. How you doing, Aaron?
Doing well, Pete. Glad to be here tonight and let Conrad have the opportunity to do whatever it is he needed to do today.
He was very vague. I think he might be up to no good, but that's not my place to say. I don't want to judge him.
Plausible deniability.
Exactly. He's earned a night off. He does a good job. He works hard, so good for him. And I think it might have something to do with the Packer game, but I don't want to completely I don't want to out him, so to speak. Before we jump into too much content here, I have to say, last night I missed a text from Steady Eddie, who's a great texter. He's from the 608. And we were talking about, here's what he says. He says, Pete, it was my first day of classes as a freshman at UW-Stevens Point 51 years ago this week. My first class of my college career was an English class in the old main building. I'm always on time, but somehow I found myself running late, and the rooms of the ancient old main building were not well marked. God must have been on my side this first day of classes. With a sense of relief, I found the classroom full of students and took a seat just in time. God has been known to hover around UWSP, so I'm told. So I don't doubt you, Steady Eddie. He says, however, after a couple of minutes, it became obvious that I was in the wrong classroom. I had to decide, should I inconspicuously stay and miss my English class or sheepishly get up and leave? I got up, apologizing to the professor. I think I'm in the wrong classroom, and left to a chorus of giggles and snickers. Signed, Steady Eddie, with the cool emoji sunglasses that I just love. Sorry we missed that last night, Eddie, as we were crazy busy at the end of the show, and I missed your text, so I apologize, but thank you for being part of the show. All of you listening, no matter where you are in the state, you know I'd love to hear from you no matter what I'm talking about tonight. Please chime in. It's great to make this an interactive party, and we'll do that because that's what we do here at Nightlight every night. Okay, so Aaron, how is it going? How are you doing? We haven't worked together in a while.
It has been a bit, but yeah, doing well. A lot of late nights here and there. just because of all the different election coverage, debate coverage, this and that going on. But that's how it goes.
On especially Todd being in the thick of everything politically and doing such a great job with Terry when they do the commentary on the conventions. I can't imagine how. Where are you typically for that? Are you on the location or are you back at headquarters there holding down the fort?
I'm back at headquarters. Yeah, somebody's got to stay here and man the board, as much as it would be cool to go to those places. But, you know, someone's got to do it.
It's probably pandemonium, though, too. You're probably better off.
I bet it is.
I have another thing I have to do here. Someone contacted the Mino and the Mayor show this morning, and Amanda Nimmer asked me if I would read this tonight because they were already off the air. So this is called the Be the Light Walk. It's a fundraiser for the Brown County Coalition for Suicide Prevention held at the KI Convention Center. Early packet pickup is available Friday, September 6th. That's today. That's now from 5 to 7. So if you get over to the KI Convention Center, you can still pick up an early packet. Doors open for the event at 5 on Saturday, September 7th. That's tomorrow. And you can register at BeTheLightWalk.com. So it's BeTheLightWalk.com. It's a fundraiser for the Brown County Coalition for Suicide Prevention. It's kind of a cool event. So if you're interested, check that out. Early packets can be picked up right now until 7 o'clock, and doors open tomorrow, Saturday the 7th at 5 p.m. Do you know where I'll be tomorrow, Aaron?
I do not.
All right. So last night on the show, we had Greg Vadney, who was on the show. He runs the RAR Western Museum in Manitowoc.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're having a Sputnik Fest tomorrow.
Oh, that's this weekend?
That's tomorrow, yeah. So it's from noon to 6, and they asked me to be a judge in two of the contests. I'll be judging Junior Space Debris at 4 p.m. and Captain Space Debris, the upper echelon of space debris, at 5 p.m. And
that's tomorrow. Awesome. I love
Sputnik
Fest.
Yeah, it should be fun. Have you been there?
Yeah, since I'm from Manitowoc, so I have been to several Sputnik Fest celebrations, but I forgot to check which weekend it was this year, and I'm busy, so unfortunate. Yeah. Well, I'd love to go, but not this time.
It sounds so cool. So when you grew up in Manitowoc, did they teach you all about what happened and what fell to Earth in 1962? Did you know all that growing up? Is it like part of what they teach you, or oral history, school history, anything like that?
Yeah. Barbara Bundy Yost, who at least used to be part of the team running the RAR West Art Museum, she was very involved with the, I say was because I don't know if she still is as involved now because I don't live there anymore, but very involved with the school system in Manitowoc. And she helped to educate on RAR West Art Museum field trips and things like that. And so we would always stop on the street outside the museum and be like, yep, there's the metal ring in the ground. That's where it hit.
That is so crazy. And it's still there just for everybody to see.
Just to hang out and be like, oh, yeah, there was a piece of Sputnik there.
You know, it's cool because it didn't hit anybody. But that's a really kind of a fun, I don't know, piece of history about a town that you're from, I think.
Especially because, I don't know, I didn't totally believe it the first time I heard about it. I was like, what? Why? Huh? Here?
Why would a piece of a spacecraft fall in Manitowoc? That's great. You're on Facebook, right?
Sometimes.
Okay. So I have an account. I passed the background check. They let me have an account. I was grateful. So now celebrities are everywhere on Facebook, and they're coming up as friend suggestions. I don't know if you saw this, but I had one actor come up who I know. So I thought, oh, okay, I'll be friends with him. He's kind of well known. And then I realized it's like an account. It's like, you know, a PR thing. He probably has nothing to do with it. But I got suckered in. I didn't get suckered in. I willingly sent a friend request to Sofia Coppola because I really like her. Lost in Translation is one of my all-time favorite movies. So I said, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make a friend request. She or they or it, a bot, a PR company, whatever, accepted. And I'm friends now. I'm not trying to brag with Sofia Coppola. She is from Hollywood royalty. She's a Nepo baby. Francis Ford Coppola is her, I don't know, grandfather or dad or whatever. But she's a really talented director.
Right.
So, all right. So I made this request. She accepts it. And I get a wave in the messenger. So I let it go for about a day. I'm like, there's no way. This is ridiculous. So I just gave her a thumbs up back. That was Wednesday. Then today at 4:27 p.m., I get a message from her. It says, how are you doing? How are you doing? What do I do, Aaron? Do I respond? Do I keep this going to see, like, is she going to end up just trying to sell me merch? What do you think? This has got to be a PR company, right?
I feel like you got to look up good questions to ask AI chatbots and then ask one of those. Like, I know I've seen a lot of posts. I don't know if this still works. I imagine it's been around long enough that they probably patched it out or whatever. But it used to be that if you ask an AI chatbot how many R's are in the word strawberry, it would say one.
Really?
And then that was one way to tell, like, yep, this is an AI. And it would be like, yep, it went through all the R's and then summarized it and was like, yep. And so in conclusion, in the word strawberry, there is one R, which is simply wrong.
Okay. That's crazy. Well, it's not like I got my hopes up. You know, I don't think she like is into me if that's what, you know, I'm a married man, happily. So I'm not going to do anything about it. But she says, hey, if all of a sudden she says, let's get together for coffee, I'll probably justify that somehow too. Yeah, she just wants to have coffee. What's the big deal? She probably has a project she wants to discuss. I don't know. So here's the other thing. I can't believe I'm glad I'm doing the show from home tonight because have you ever pulled up carpet?
Yeah.
It's brutal.
It's
like
not fun.
Seriously backbreaking work, and you don't ever use those muscles. So I'm literally kind of like, I feel like I'm 90 years old right now. So I'm glad I didn't have to get in a car and go to Green Bay because the K-Man is on vacation. So this works out really well. And I don't know how people do that for a living. I mean, I guess your muscles like get used to it, but it's just crazy.
You're putting in new floor somewhere?
Yeah, we bought this flooring and just never put it in. So finally we found a guy to do it. So I'm like the guy who can wreck stuff and pull stuff up, but I'm not handy. Like I would mess up floors somehow. I know friends that do it and they're, you know, they say it's pretty easy. It's just like, you know, the vinyl, luxury vinyl planks or whatever they're called. So anyway, that's what I'm dealing with, Aaron. So if someone all of a sudden shows up on the stream and I'm getting a back rub, don't panic. That's all that is.
It's just,
and
just
it might
maintenance.
It might be Sofia Coppola. I'm just letting you know. It is just maintenance. Exactly. So I saw this. This was interesting. Todd Michael sends out these great information sheets with interesting tidbits. I always give him props. It says, here's something you may not have realized. The first cold cereal was introduced in 1863, meaning cereal is now 160 years old. That is baffling.
Wow.
160. Are you a cereal guy? Do you eat cereal in the morning?
Yeah, I do almost every day. I have some medication I take in the morning that I need to eat food with. So I wake up, I'm not fully hungry yet. I take my meds and I eat a little bowl of cereal. And then I have like a real breakfast later.
Well, cereal's a real breakfast, no?
It can be. A real breakfast? Depends on the cereal, I guess.
Okay. But that's our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen. What is your favorite cereal? Very simple. We've talked about cereal in the past because Jerry Seinfeld had that Unfrosted movie that came out. We spent a little bit of time talking about that film. It wasn't great, but it does get you talking, and people do have favorite cereals. I don't really eat cereal anymore, but if I was going to sit down and mouth some cereal, I think it would be Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is very tasty.
It's dynamite. I love cinnamon. I love the oat aspect. Oats are good. What about you?
That is a good one, but I'll answer you on the other side.
All right. Sounds good. Let us know what your answer to the question is. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping? your mind racing? So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ooh, yeah. Hey, yo, man. Ain't nothing like a nice bowl of cornflakes in the morning to smooth you out. Milky. Cereal.
Baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Cereal.
That's what I'm talking about.
Cereal.
Baby.
Milky.
And is that your way of telling me that's your favorite cereal?
No, it's just a song about cereal, you know.
Okay.
Milky Cereal by
LL Cool J. It works either way. Okay.
But no, my favorite cereal is probably Honey Bunches of Oats. I really like the heartier cereals that stick with you. If I just want a snack, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is definitely one of the better ones. But if I want to eat cereal and like feel full for a while, you got to go with something with granola in it.
I agree. And I think you can like, what I love about Cinnamon Toast Crunch is you can eat it dry. Like it's not a bad snack because of the cinnamon. And it's kind of heavy. It's got oats. But I like Honey Bunches of Oats too. That's like my favorite semi-healthy cereal. But if I'm going for like pure joy, I'm doing Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I don't know. Sometimes maybe I just am old. Sometimes I feel like it because I also really like Raisin Bran, especially Raisin Bran Crunch.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's just with that extra granola in there.
Yeah.
I really like the quote unquote healthy cereals more for whatever reason.
It's interesting you say that. When I was a kid, hated Raisin Bran. Yeah, I wouldn't go near it. I'm like, raisins? What? Then in my late 20s, I'm like, this is a dynamite cereal. And then, like you just said, they added that bit of deliciousness and made it heartier. It's fantastic.
Absolutely.
So I totally forgot about Raisin Bran. Checking the texts here. Sherry from Horicon says, hi, Pete and Conrad, and then corrects herself and says, oops, hi, Aaron. Thank you, Sherry. Good to have you with us as usual. Jim from Appleton says, pulling old Kanga back carpet is beyond brutal. Am I saying that right, Jim? That's probably a carpet style I'm not aware of. He says, if any of the base is stuck on the floor, use an ice scraper to get it off. I have done that, Jim. And you know what? I don't think I'm going to have to do it in this room, but I did find some mold. I think what happened was like and I panicked because it was like really dark. And I think what happened probably was a humidifier leaked and got under the carpet and just sat there because it's not coming in from the walls or the roof or anything like that. So I got to deal with that. So I've been breathing in bleach for the last 2 hours as well. So I know this is riveting radio. Jim says, like a sidewalk chisel, not a windshield scraper. Good to know. Thanks, Jim. I can tell Jim is a handy guy, more handy than me. And it's good to have listeners who are handy and can give suggestions. I think that will come in handy.
Definitely.
So that's our question tonight. Let us know, what is your favorite cereal? You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got a great show for you tonight. It's kind of a Civic Media all-star cast coming by here tonight. Dom Salvia will be here at 6:35. He's going to tell us about his new show here on Civic Media that will air right before Nightlight. That's going to be our lead-in, and that's exciting because Dom is great at radio. He's going to be on for 2 hours before Nightlight, and thrilled that he has a new show and that he's going to be on to discuss it at 6:35. The last time Dom was here, he came into the studio. He was visiting his mom, and he shows up with a six-pack. And I've been on the wagon just kind of playing around, trying something, you know. And he tried to get me to drink Spotted Cow, and I didn't, Aaron. I'm very proud of that because Dom is a party guy. He's kind of a guy you want to have a beer with.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're hanging out. He closed the show with me, and it was a lot of fun. But I'm like, and I have an hour drive. I can't be sucking down Spotted Cows. But he was still fun to hang out with. We had a great time. So Dom will be here at 6:35. Then another Civic Media All-Star at 7:05 tonight. John Mino joins the show. I am going to talk to John. John is a huge Packer fan. So the game is tonight. John, I don't know if he forgot the game was on, but he agreed to come onto the show. So I'm going to get John's prediction. We'll see how he thinks the Packers will do this year, and we'll talk about general stuff. I never have trouble finding stuff to talk about with John Mino. He's a really fun guy. And then it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr is here at 7:35 to talk about new music. She shows up every week with new music. And I have to say, she's so good at scouting music. All of the new music I've added to my library over the last 8 months, most of it has been from Terry Barr. She is really, truly batting 1,000. Everybody she brings on the show is great. So she hosts Max Inc. Radio with Rocker and Jimmy Saturday nights from 6 to midnight. Great show. Check it out. Terry will be here at 7:35. So what are we missing? I feel like you kind of have your finger on the pulse, Aaron, because you produce Todd Alba's show every day. He's into current events. He knows what's going on. What are we missing? Has there been any big election news we need to know about?
Well, Donald Trump's his sentencing date. I don't remember if it was sentencing date. I think so. But his next court appearance for the felonies got moved from later this month to after the election to late November.
Okay.
Which some people think, you know, it's a good thing because him appearing in court and maybe going to prison would only strengthen his political campaign because then he'd be a martyr.
Correct.
But
right.
Also, some people argue this was hush money. It's that case. So this was before he was president. The reason they moved it ostensibly is because the presidential immunity decision hasn't happened yet. And if this is something he did before being president, then why would that have anything to do with it? But
right.
We'll see. We'll see how it all pans out.
I mean, I don't know how you get, like, I like to talk politics off the air, around the dinner table, that kind of stuff. I don't know how you keep up with everything that's going on, especially in a presidential election season like this. It just seems like your head has to be on a swivel and you can't miss anything.
Well, my answer is Todd Alba. His head's on a swivel. He sees
yeah,
it
true.
All, and then I am there to absorb it from him. So I think I have a very good personal news outlet.
I agree. Very well said. All right, so there's a show on that my son turned me on to when he was about 12 years old. It's called The Regular Show. This is the anniversary of the dropping of The Regular Show. The show features Mordecai and Rigby, a squirrel and I think a blue jay, maybe? Do you watch the show? Are you familiar with the show?
Is he a squirrel? I thought he was a raccoon.
Oh, he's a raccoon. I'm sorry. And
but yes, I have watched it.
Okay.
And it
very
is still
funny
a blue
show.
Jay.
A blue jay. Okay. So here's in this episode, or in this clip, the blue jay is Mordecai. He has a crush on Margaret. Margaret is also some type of bird, correct? Do we have time for this clip right now?
I think
now?
So. Yes, we do.
Okay. So he has a new cologne called Dude Time for Men, and he sprays it, and all these unicorns show up. And that's all I'm going to say. Hilarious clip. Roll it, buddy.
Shut up. I'm not trying to track Pops. I'm trying to track Margaret. She's probably on her way right now. Margaret? I'm over here. Oh, jeez!
What do you got there?
Dude time?
Oh, I knew it! Come out, bros, come out! I told you it was dude time! All right, dude time!
Yeah, dude time, bros!
Dude time. Yo! Did someone say there's dude time down here?
Can I bum a spray?
Who are these guys?
I don't know. They seem pretty cool, though.
You bros want to hang out?
I want to hang out. But you're wasting your time with this guy. All he wants to do is get with Margaret.
Margaret? That doesn't sound like a dude's name. Are you using dude time to get the ladies?
Yeah, so what?
Oh, no, bro. You don't use this to get the ladies. You use it to hang out with the bros.
Bros.
Yeah! Finally, somebody speaking my language. Bros.
Little dude makes me laugh. Seriously, though, you're pretty cool, too, for letting us bum some of your dude time. So, if you really want to attract the ladies, we can help.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We know all about the ladies.
We'll be right back with Dom Salvia.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
ABC News, I'm Mike Debusky.
More reaction to the arrest of the father of the alleged Georgia school shooter. Colin Gray allegedly gave Colt Gray, his son, the weapon used in that shooting. ABC News spoke to Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald, who helped convict the parents of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly.
Just so senseless when it's just so easy to secure your firearm.
That father is charged with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, 2 counts of second-degree murder, and 8 counts of cruelty to children. NASA has executed the successful landing of the Boeing Starliner capsule.
Touchdown. Starliner is back on Earth.
The spacecraft was plagued with thruster issues and returned to Earth from the International Space Station without a crew. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, the two astronauts set to come home on the Starliner, are now set to return in February. And former Vice President Dick Cheney now says he'll vote for Kamala Harris. This
is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 40. Sunshine and 75 for Sunday. Sunday night, clear, 52. Sunny and 82 on Monday. For Tuesday, sunshine and highs around 83 degrees.
It's 45 degrees right now.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinere returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Anna from the 608 says, "Hi, Pete and Aaron. My favorite cereal is granola." That's so, like, old school and pure. Like, it's not even a cereal. It's just, like, she's making it a cereal by adding milk.
It is good, though. I prefer to do it with yogurt. Oh, yeah. I like to do granola and plain yogurt. You get a little bit of tanginess in there.
We had comedian Mary Mack on the show the other night, and she's so funny. She's
She's great.
She's out of northern Wisconsin. That's where she lives now. And she did this bit about her mom being Swedish and doesn't have the most sophisticated palate. And she's like, "Mom, why don't you have some yogurt?" And she's like, "Oh, no, it's too spicy." So great. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show. He's been on the show before, and he's graciously agreed to come on the show, too, because he's got some big news. And it's always fun to catch up anyway with Civic Media's own Dom Salvia. Dom, how are you?
Pete, I am fantastic. Thanks for having me, man. Great to see you. Aaron, my working pleasure. Hard on the board. And if I may say, lucky charms, man. Lucky charms.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
For my effort, and don't get me wrong, some granola is good stuff. But if I'm treating myself, it's a big bowl of Lucky Charms with whole milk.
I will say Lucky Charms was my go-to until I discovered the joy of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yes.
I love Lucky tough. Charms. Yeah, it's a yeah. tough one. Do you eat cereal every day? Is it part of your
It is. It's actually, it's more of like a dessert, man.
Yeah.
I don't eat cereal for breakfast. I do my protein powder and spinach and fruit in the morning thing. I
Whoa.
Start the day out great, Pete. It's all downhill from there. But no, I usually eat the cereal when I'm like having a dessert. Because if I'm going to have like a naughty cereal, all that sugar and stuff, that's not something I generally have in the morning.
Listen, when you were in the studio last, I admired you, Dom. You're like buff. And when you're eating all that stuff in the morning, that must be the ticket, because I have put on, since I've been doing radio, I'm like, look at myself. I'm like, I got to get out and get back at it. But yeah. It's like you fall into this trap. But you, you're like, you probably have like a six pack. I got like a 1.5 pack, you know.
No, man, you're too kind. I mean, from like here up, you know, on the stream here, looking great, man.
Yeah,
you know, it's all about the starting out. I get my workouts done in the morning if and when I can have a decent, you know, my green spinach protein shake.
Yeah.
And then it's like, going out for lunch, and then I'll have some drinks after work, and some yummy food stuff we'll make, and then I got to start over again the next day.
I want to make it clear that when Dom was in Green Bay, I did not see his abs. He did not do the show topless. He was wearing clothes. I was guesstimating.
I would object to it, Pete. I mean, I didn't know.
It was a Friday. We could cut loose
a little bit. That's right. That's right.
All right. So where are you? Before we get to your big news, I know last time you were on this show, you were in the studio, and I think you were visiting your mom in Northeast Wisconsin. Is that where you're from, Dom?
I was born in Michigan. I grew up in outside of Appleton, Wisconsin. My mother and my brother and sister both live there now. And so last time I came to with you, I was like, oh, I'm going to go visit my mom, come up by you in Green Bay, and then back downstate overnight in Appleton. So yeah. that's how that worked out. But yeah, I grew up in the Fox Valley here, man.
Fantastic. I don't picture a Salvia in Northeast Wisconsin. We're like, you know, we're the Denmark people, and we even have a Denmark. But like, I just assumed you were Milwaukee. And when you said Michigan, I'm like, all right, that makes sense. Like, I grew up.
Yeah,
like,
I grew up with a lot of van this and van those,
yeah.
You know.
Yenemann Dorsch. Van Boxtel. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right. I quickly learned there were not a lot of Italians around, at least in the Fox Valley area.
That's kind of cool. That makes you stand out. You girls probably yeah. like that, right?
I mean, Italian is exotic. Good or bad,
I got like this Irish sausage looking skin. It's not as, I don't know. All right. So, hey, this is exciting because you've got some big news here at Civic Media. There's been a big shuffle, a big lineup change. Tell us about your new show.
Yeah, man. Thank you. So I'm in Green Lake, Wisconsin, taking a little break away with my wife. But starting Monday, 4 to 6 p.m. 10 stations on the Civic Media Network, I will be hosting the Dom Salvia show with me, Dom Salvia.
That was a no-brainer. You had to host
right,
that show.
Right, digging deep, man.
That's fantastic. So that's a big change, though. Like, you
yeah.
and Mike Root did the Devils for years, and I feel like there are times when I started doing this where I'm like, man, I wish I had another person, but then you get used to it. You're probably used to having two people. I know you've done the show yourself at times. How is that going to be, Dom? Are you nervous, exhilarated, excited? What's that thinking?
Maybe a little bit of all of it. You know, so
yeah.
we're going from, Kurt and I were doing the 3 hours, we're going down to two. So okay. that's an easier lift.
True.
You know, the 3 hours, especially doing a solo 3 hour show. And you have guests and topics and whatnot, but that's a lot of work, man. And I have, you know, another job. This isn't the full-time thing. So doing the 2 hours will be a lot easier. I've been promised a plethora of access to other hosts and guests from around the network. And so in that sense, yeah, I do, Pete. Man, I love having conversations and talking to people and riffing off each other and having a good time. And I'm less enthused about just, you know, talking to the mic by myself the whole time. You know, I like to have interactions right. and bouncing off. And so that part for me is really what makes it fun and entertaining is to have, you know, and have get to know people. And, you know, Pete, you and I have hung out a little bit, but, you know, every time we talk, I feel like I get to know you a little bit more. And building those relationships and you know, then, of course, riffing off the current events and politics, it just makes for a lot of fun.
So that's interesting you say that. You got a lot to talk about, at least for the next couple months.
Right.
What else will you cover? Will you stick primarily to what the Devils did, or will you branch out a little bit?
Yeah,
what are you hoping
yeah.
to talk about?
You know, that's a great question. I've been tossing it around and talking to some folks, and I think certainly we'll still be, you know, primarily politics. I mean, that's the headline. That's my passion of the day.
Yeah.
But it can get dry and sometimes. So, I'm totally down with lightening it up a little bit, hitting some of the pop culture. There's some sports stuff going on. You know, I really just want to have fun, Pete. And sometimes the politics is really fun. Sometimes, you know, the mass shootings and things are not fun at all. It becomes really, really difficult to talk about some of these topics. So I think we're going to open it up a little bit more. Still be focused on the politics, but entertaining other items and topics as well.
Okay, so you know I talk primarily about entertainment here.
Right.
You've got a character like Trump, and you've got the other side, Harris and Walz, really laying low, kind of letting Trump just talk. And yeah. From an entertainment standpoint, Dom, what can we expect, do you think, over the next couple months from either side that will be entertaining?
Entertaining, wow. You know, Nero danced and fiddled when Rome burned, right? And that was a hell of a time. You know, I think it is entertaining to see Trump implode. You know, if there were not, you know, actual life and death and world geopolitical implications to it, it would be another reality TV show. But unfortunately, it's not. So what is entertaining to me is when you see him just fumble over basic questions. Just recently, he's asked about, you know, the impacts of the cost of childcare. And he went rambling on for like 2.5 minutes. And I guess he was kind of thinking, well, I'm going to tariff everybody so much. We'll have so much money and it won't cost you anything then. It was a non-answer answer.
Right.
And he's really been taken to task for it. And that's been a lot of fun to watch.
I'll say when he talked about the Gettysburg stuff, that cracked me up so much. That was like a scene out of Old School, like how Gettysburg just, wow, that's important. It's a very
yeah,
thing.
Right.
You know? I'm like, what? What? Like, it was just so, but it was entertaining. It was very funny. But like you said, there are ramifications for someone like that.
Very funny, less ha-ha right, funny, right. But funny.
The one thing that always gets me that I want to make a little like compilation edit of is the late, great Hannibal Lecter. And all that stuff, and how he wants to have you for dinner, and all that, and how he just won't shut up about this fictional serial killer. Does he not know what asylum means? Maybe. I don't know.
I think,
but
Aaron, that's it. I think he confuses insane asylum and like immigration asylum. When you hear him talk about you give these answers, he sounds like a sixth grader that, you know, didn't read the book and he's got to, you know, do the oral report. You know, he talks and tries to be real important about the thing he's talking about, and everybody knows it's a very big deal. And, you know, we have my team, we really looked at it, and we think, you know, given the circumstances, we're really going to have a positive, a great, great positive impact on that. Great question. Thank you very much. You know, what? That's not anything. And the other side, Pete, from the entertainment, pure entertainment, and I hope it translates, it continues to, the joy from the Harris campaign, man. What we saw, what we were expecting, you know, just what, over 6 weeks ago to what we are at right now is just a 180-degree change. And the spirit and the joy and the love and the enthusiasm, man, that has been just wonderful. And it seems to me it's organic. I don't think you can fake that kind of stuff, Pete. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that really, really resonates. And that's been a lot of fun. I hope that can continue as well.
You know, it's crazy when Walz was speaking at the convention, and, you know, his son came under yeah. fire from the right and from mostly just crazies on the right. Like, you know, most people have the decency not to, you know, because you see him crying and I'm like, all right, this is not, you know, something's going on with this guy. And sure enough, he has some sort of issue. He was nonverbal, they call it. I was like, they were backtracking, saying, "Well, we didn't know he was nonverbal." It's like, it's still a kid,
right? Like, that makes it okay. I mean, what are you talking about?
It just drove me crazy.
It's the permission given, Pete. You know, they take it from the guys at the top, and specifically, right. I name names here, Pete. Jay Weber from WISN in Milwaukee. I saw in the Journal Sentinel today he's going to be back on the air starting Monday. Now, he was off for 2 weeks after his debacles, his tweet, his retraction, his almost apology, then his really, really apology. But he's given permission, number one, by the audience that like apparently likes to hear that kind of stuff.
Right.
Number two, by the Cheeto Messiah himself. I mean, listen to the way he talks to people and about people. This is now permissible for one political party to totally act like that. And yeah. I think it's terrible. I was hoping that perhaps they would do something with Weber, take him off the air. I mean, a 2 week paid vacation, unpaid vacation, call it what you want. I don't know. We don't know. But to allow that to continue is unfortunate. I thought maybe we hit the bottom, but apparently it's just we're not quite there yet.
That is the voice of Dom Salvia. You could check him out. The show starts Monday, right, Dom?
This correct. Coming yep. Monday. Right. That's correct.
4 to 6, the Dom Salvia show. That's exciting. Are you a? I know you're a Brewer fan. So let's just switch to something even more entertaining: sports.
All right.
Are you a Packer fan too?
Well, I'm. You know, being born in Detroit, I do have my Detroit Tigers tattoo on the shoulder.
Oh, wow!
Okay. I am a Lions fan. Come on, we had Barry Sanders. You know, and the Packers when I was growing up. You know, I was the outsider. Remember in Wisconsin here, and so I always played the underdog, rooting for the Lions. The Packers weren't great back then. So, but no, man, I love going to Brewers games. Love watching the Packers. Look forward to a game this evening. So I'm all about it, man. Depends what the line is, Pete.
I stay away from that. I would lose. Yeah. I can't even play video poker for fake money, Dom, without somehow losing actual money. I'm the same way. Like, I grew up in Chicago the first part of my childhood, and I was a Bear fan. And, like, then I come here, and I take more abuse than anyone has a right to.
Right.
But I will say this. The Lions, it's hard for me not to root for a team from Detroit. Like, because Detroit has been through so much. I kind of want the Lions. Like, all my friends are like, I hate the Lions almost as much as I hate the Packers. I'm like, why? They're like hating the Cubs. Like, the Cubs were so bad for so long. They're harmless. All my Dodger friends when I lived in LA were like, I hate the Cubs. I'm like, they're the most harmless organization in professional sports. How do you hate the Cubs? This is before they won the World Series.
No, I was going to say, man. Now, I mean, Detroit, it's been a while. They won a couple of world championships, you know, back in 1957.
Right.
Don't stop believing, Pete.
Right. Oh, that's great. So you still go for the Lions, though. They look, they're the favorites this year.
And the bus chops with my friend, like, Crudy. We'll have a steady bet for the Lions Packers game all the time. That's what it is. And now, man, they're good. They won the division last year. They're favored to win it again. The coach is tight. Man, I was just downtown Detroit about a month ago, and there's so much going on down there. A lot of renovation, a lot of new building. I mean, there's a nice art scene down there now. It's such a big swath of land. You know, it's so large to provide services to a million people, less than a million. I think last year, Pete, was the first time in like 50 years Detroit actually had population growth.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's exciting. Yeah. All right, we have more. Can you stick around for one
yeah,
more second?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, fantastic. Dom Salvia is here, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to have him on the show again. We'll talk a little entertainment when we come back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
The John and Gordy Show.
Every time he opens his mouth, he comes up with some other lie.
And I have to research every one of these lies. It's mind-numbing, and I got to tell you, I can't remember a case where I investigated and I found out he was right. He does not tell the truth, never tells the truth, and he makes my life a miserable hell doing research on all of this stuff.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8, on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rah, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep
beautiful
your fame.
At first I thought that was like an Italian song or something. I thought Aaron was having fun with your heritage. Is that a Detroit Lions song, though?
It sure is. Gridiron wow. Heroes, but it's an old recording.
You don't say.
Back from the World Championship days of the good old 50s.
There were 7 teams in the league back then. Right. Nice find, Aaron. That's beautiful.
Oh, wow. Well done.
So are you so you're a Brewers fan though, Dom? You cheer for the Brew Crew?
Yes, I've been making a point to, you know, there's so many politics, Pete, you know, and I can just kind of scroll through all day. Everything gets updated. It's always there, you know, if I want to. So I have to kind of force myself to turn that off. And I found some solace in watching more sports, man. It's been a lot of fun. So, yeah, I've been watching the Brewers a lot lately.
I just asked because there's this documentary coming out that Sean Hannish directed called Just a Bit Outside about the 82 Brewers. And Aaron and Todd had him on the show, and they were the ones that referred him to Nightlight. But he was a great guest. And he made this great documentary that I think premieres next week in Marcus Theaters. And I love that Milwaukee had a parade and a celebration, even though they lost the World Series. Like, that's a really cool thing, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, small town market like this. I mean, talk about the consummate underdogs. You know, how do you not love the Brewers?
Totally. Yeah, there's such and baseball, in my opinion, should be more like football with the profit sharing. I think it'd be more competitive and more fun. But I just didn't know if you knew about that documentary or not, but I think it looks really cool.
What's it called again?
It's called Just a Bit Outside.
Just a Bit Outside.
From Euchre's great line from the movie. That's cool. So what are you
Mr.
watching?
Belvedere? I mean, how old is Bob Euchre, man? I mean, he has been around
90.
A long time. What 90 years old.
He's 90?
What a treasure.
He is. He is like, you know, years ago, I was working for this other radio station, just doing weekends and nights, and I got invited to this Brewer outing. And I brought my son, who was like, you know, 13 at the time. And I said, yeah, we'll get to meet Bob Euchre. It'll be great. And I show up, and the program director at the station, I said, hey, where's Bob Euchre? We want to meet Bob Euchre. He goes, oh, he's not here. He hates people. But everyone else I've talked to says, oh, no, he's a great guy. Like, Bob Euchre is a great guy. So I don't know. Maybe they had an issue or a contractual issue or something. But, I would love to meet Bob Euchre.
For real, yeah.
So what are you watching these days, Dom? What are you watching on TV? You got a recommendation for us or something?
You know, I'm anticipating the release of Stranger Things. I guess we're on, what, season 5 now? I think that's going to be coming out soon. So I've been kind of binging. Steph and I have been catching up these last couple of weeks, just going through the whole previous several seasons, 1 through 4, I guess. I think we're wrapping up season 2 right now. So I'm kind of hitting some of the old stuff in anticipation of the new stuff dropping. And, of course, like I said, man, I've been watching sports. And now football is here, man, so that's going to take up a little bit of time.
How cool is that? And how cool was that game last night? Like, I got back and I turned it on, and it was so exciting. I was like, I'm so glad the NFL is back.
Yeah, and the catch, the toe was out. I turned it off as soon as it. So that was obviously not a catch.
It was not a catch. I mean,
it was so, man. I was like, whoa, what a comeback, what a game, what an ending. It was exciting, great to see that excitement back again. And what, the Packers in Brazil, Eagles tonight,
Packers,
man.
Eagles,
I mean,
yeah, like in a half hour.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
I know John Mino right now is cursing himself for agreeing to be on the show at 7:05 because I'm sure he forgot. But you're right. It was like, you know, it was literally a blade of grass that the guy was out of bounds. Like, but it was still exciting. Man. It was still an exciting ending. So, all right. So you said Stranger Things. Do you think it holds up? Like, I loved the first season. Then I started to watch the second season, and it kind of lost me. And I didn't mean to go away from it permanently, but I kind of did. Like, I was going to stick with it because the first season was that good. Like, I thought, but did it hold up for you? Like, as you kept watching the
second season does. I remember kind of feeling the same way about third and fourth. Like, I don't remember a lot, you know, first and second season, as I'm watching these episodes again, like, oh yeah, that's right. Good stuff. So I guess I'll get there. I kind of dropped off for me a little bit, but a lot of that too, Pete, is the 80s stuff, man. I mean, the way things were, the bikes, the cars, the dress, you know, the environment in which this thing takes place, you know, the Ruskies and the Cold War and all the stuff going on. I mean, that is as much of it as it is with the acting. I think the acting is fantastic. The kids, the adults, everyone just does a bang up job in that thing. So, no, we've been having a blast with it. And I really look forward to the next season. But, you know, things, they die out, man. It's tough to keep something going that long. Oh, you know, big fan of South Park, big fan of Archer, you know, the adult cartoony stuff.
Yeah.
That humor, you know, sometimes at night I just don't want to even think about it. I want to laugh at something stupid. Those are also, they fit the bill sometimes as well.
Do we have, Aaron, do we have access to What Would Brian Boitano Do? That's in our repertoire, but I don't know if you have access to that. Okay. That's like my favorite song to go out on. It's like the happiest, funniest song. He'd make a plan and he'd follow through. That's what Brian Boitano is. So great. So, all right. Speaking of Stranger Things, are you a Jeff Bridges fan?
Yes.
All right. This is a great story I heard. Jeff Bridges was auditioning for the movie Fearless, which is like, I don't know, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever. And Winona Ryder was called in. She got in front of producers. It was a callback. She was right down to the final callback or whatever. And they were supposed to kiss during the audition. And Jeff Bridges says, I'm not going to kiss her. And they're like, why? And he's like, she's the age of my daughter. Like, she was 21. It wasn't like she was just 18, but still a huge age gap. And he said no. So I'm reading that. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, he just seems like such a great guy. And then Rosie Perez said he also, Winona Ryder did not get the part in Fearless, but Rosie Perez did. And she was worried that the race thing might be an issue for their characters back in the mid-90s. Bridges goes to bat for her, gets her the role. Or she got the role, but he helped her get the role, and she got an Oscar nomination. Like, he just seems like the greatest guy ever. I love the guy.
Oh, the Big Lebowski? I mean, come on. How can you not love the best? So many cultural references, man. I mean, that thing, it still stands up. And he's still going, too. What was it? Old Man, I think it was. Maybe an HBO. It was I saw the first season of it. And I was like, what? Yeah, Jeff Bridges is great. And to mention, Winona Ryder, of course, she's in Stranger Things as well. Spot on. I mean, she's amazing.
Tom, this is so much fun. Good luck Monday.
Yeah, dude. Thank you.
Crush it. I know you will. I can't wait to hear you, and I'm very excited for you, buddy, and thank you for being on the show tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Thank you, Pete. Thank you, Aaron.
All right, you got it. Tom is on his way to a spotted cow right now, I'm sure, because he's in Green Lake, and that sounds really fun. So we will be back with, from Mino and the Mayor, John Mino will be here after the Civic Media award-winning news team keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise. Greg Liana joins the show to tell us where we can see his indie film classic, and casting director Rex Sykes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey,
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona weighed in on this week's school shooting in Georgia.
It's frustrating. I'll be honest with you, it's frustrating. It's frustrating that it's still happening in the United States of America. It's frustrating because, you know, it's almost like not if it's going to happen again, but when it's going to happen again.
The alleged shooter, 14-year-old Colt Gray, is being tried as an adult. His father is also facing second-degree murder charges. New cockpit audio from a Brazilian plane that crashed last month, killing all 62 people aboard, reveals the pilots reported a failure in the system that removes ice from the plane, but